something for the weekend. It is Trina Mari here. I'm thrilled to have Ivana Breen back from Akina Beauty. Today we are talking all about rosacea, something that is very close to my heart because Ivana, you were able to discover it in my skin that I actually have this. And April is Rosacea Awareness Month. The Irish, I believe, are the worst sufferers of this skin condition worldwide. I mean, such bad luck. So what can we do about it and how does it present itself? How would we know if we had it?
So it presents itself as a redness and it's usually down the central panels. So it can be on the cheeks, on the nose, it can be across the cheekbones. That butterfly pattern will often be how it presents itself. It can be redness, it can be pustules and papules, it can be dryness, it can be a tight burning sensation on the skin. So there's a number of different levels of rosacea. There's type 1, type 2, type 3 and type 4. And they're all varying degrees of the condition. So type 1 would be the milder characteristics like flushing and the appearance of little thread veins on the skin. And then you go all the way down to type 4, which can include bloodshot, watery eyes. It can even affect your vision. And it can be quite severe breakout. Oh. And even sometimes people, they would notice that their nose rhinophoma, which kind of gives all these lumps and bumps to the nose area.
Yeah. Isn't that known as drinker's nose? Isn't that that one?
Well, I think that's what people might call it.
Yeah. No, it's a kind term. It's been referred to as
You don't have to be a drinker for it. You know, you can have this condition and never have touched alcohol a day in your life.
So with rosacea, I know for myself, it's only kind of come on in the last couple of years. Is there something that triggers that?
No, not necessarily. Rosacea is something that you're genetically, even genetically inherited that skin type. And it might not present itself until later in life. And the reason for that is changing in hormones and you're that little bit older. So the recovery of the skin is a little bit slower. So it just starts to manifest itself then in later life. But it's not something that you've done or haven't done that causes rosacea. It would be that you'd be genetically predisposed to it.
Right. Okay. Now, what can we do about it?
So there's a couple of things that you can do. Learn to identify what your triggers are. Everybody has their own triggers. So for some people, it could be alcohol, spicy food. They're the usual suspects would be processed meat, dairy. Refined sugar can be very bad for it as well. So trying to figure out what your triggers are. And I think the best way to do that is to keep a diary of foods that you eat on a daily basis for maybe 2 or 3 months. You'll generally see a pattern then as to what foods tend to aggress your skin. And it's not that you can never eat those foods again. It just means that you need to be aware that when you do eat them, you're going to get breakouts. So for example, if you really love cheese and cheese is something that really aggravates your skin, you avoid it the majority of the time. But then when you do have it, you know that it's going to affect your skin and then you have to really be good with the diet after having the cheese and look after the skin as best you can.
Do you know what I've noticed? I seem to get a breakout whenever I have, you know, you can buy these, you know, fat-free yogurts, but they have obviously artificial kind of sweeteners in them. That is my trigger. Anytime I have one of them, my husband even says to me, he goes, did you just have one of those yogurts? Because you can tell within an hour.
You can see it. Your body has a great way of telling you what it likes and what it doesn't like. And as I say, it's not that you can never eat those foods. It's that knowing that you will get the inflammation when you do eat them.
So creams and you know, beauty treatments are the things that we can do to help as well as watching, you know, the triggers like your diet.
Yeah. The most important thing when it comes to rosacea beyond any other treatment or cream is sunscreen. And the reason being is that the UV rays are constantly reinforcing damage and sensitivity, particularly in a vulnerable rosacea skin type. Rosacea skin, their natural lipid barrier is impaired and you're more vulnerable to UV damage than somebody who doesn't suffer with rosacea. And that UV damage can trigger more of this little Dermadex mite that we all have on our skin. But with rosacea, people who suffer with rosacea, the UV rays trigger this Dermadex mite even more so. So by wearing that UV, your sunscreen on a daily basis and protecting your skin against the UV rays, you're minimizing the chances of breakouts.
Okay.
So that's the first and foremost thing. And if you can't do anything else, I mean, everybody should be wearing sunscreen anyway. You've heard me say that millions of times before.
Once or twice, Ivana,
Yeah. For people with rosacea, it is that little bit more important. So that's the first thing. And there are lots of different anti-inflammatory ingredients, things like niacinamide, azelaic acid. Not be afraid of that word acid. Azelaic acid is very anti-inflammatory. It's calming and it can really help people with rosacea. So there's a lot that you can do in terms of topically helping to calm it down. We do an amazing treatment in the clinic called Laser Genesis, and that's a series of laser treatments that's non-invasive. There's no downtime with it, and we get really fantastic results with rosacea with that treatment. But I think the thing to remember with rosacea is that there is no known cure for this, and it is about learning how to maintain it as best you can. And when it does get out of control, it's important that you do see your GP. And if it's a case that you need some antibiotics to help clear it up, then that's sometimes what you need to do.
Okay.
And for some people, it's a case that they need to be on a low dose of antibiotics on an ongoing basis. So your GP will help you with that if you feel that you just can't get it under control.
Yeah.
But there are other ways that you can kind of try and keep it under control before you need to see the GP if it doesn't get to that stage.
Mm-hmm. You need to be careful, I guess, with the brands that you're using on your skin as well. You know, even your normal moisturizers and stuff, they need to be specific for rosacea skin. Would that be correct?
Not necessarily. It's very rare. Well, you won't necessarily get brand saying this moisturizer is for a rosacea skin type, but
okay,
you do need to stay away from harsh acids on the skin, and you need to be careful with active ingredients. Sometimes vitamin C, for example, can be a very active ingredient, and for some people it can work very well at helping rosacea, but your skin needs to be able to tolerate it so other people can't cope with that. So it's, again, it's about getting help, going and seeing a skin therapist, getting your skin analyzed and seeing what, working with somebody so you can see what products are going to be good for you and what ones just aren't going to suit your skin type.
Okay, fantastic. Ivana, tell me the details of the clinic and also your Instagram page. I know you're very active on that.
Yeah, so it's at Ivana Breen on Instagram, and the clinic also has one. So it's at Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic. And you'll find us on Facebook with that as the handle as well. And it's www.akina.ie for our website.
Brilliant, brilliant. We'll keep looking at all the videos that you post. They're great on Instagram. Thanks so much, Ivana. We'll talk to you soon. It's Something for the Weekend and Ireland's Classic Hits.